Returning Military. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. The Returning Military. So often people who go into service have to do things that are not accepted by the common society. They have to kill people, and this is not an acceptable thing, although they are told that it's as acceptable by their government and by the nation, and says, go and fight for your nation's behalf. And so we go and we tend to our neighbor's problems, we tend to our neighbor's confusion, and we go into war and do these things. But when you come back from war, it's not that easy, it's not that much fun, because your whole life is all topsy-turvy, and all of your values are out of sync. A returning military have to do a very serious job of reassessing themselves and putting their life back in order, putting their values back in order, because they can no longer go around killing people, they can no longer go around shooting their terribly big guns and small guns and guns of all sizes and tell other people that they must behave and use force to initiate it. It's tough. From the recent book, The Inner Journey, in the last chapter, chapter 12, there was a paragraph that speaks to this. And the paragraph says, the most important thing that I can do for myself in my right acting is the choice I make of the activities I join in and the experiences I entertain in my life. I have seen enough of man's inhumanity to man and will no longer play in this game. During any war, the men who are licensed to kill and destroy often forget their values as a divine being. This too is a game, but one can often forget the rules of the game and play one's own vicious game of depravity. Sensitive, normally constituted human beings, seeing this mentality, drop over the edge of sanity. These are sensitive souls who have pure spirits. By their choice, they have allowed themselves to be caught in a tangled web of their country's welfare. And being so caught, they have not had the strength of character or the wisdom to place themselves in non-offensive posts. These are the ones who fall apart on the battlefield like frail flowers crushed by an unnatural force in its perfect life. They will never more live a normal life during this lifetime, often having forgotten their divinity in the process. Their numbers are legion here. Doesn't sound very nice, does it? Doesn't sound very comfortable for the guys who are going into the service of their country and coming back and having to face these problems. It's not a very nice thing. Now, how can they handle that? How can they handle that? Well, you have to read the whole chapter to get all of the details here, but the idea is that when you go in and you are encouraged to do something, like to be at war, and then you're no longer encouraged to be in war, you're back in the peacetime routine, and you're living in peace, how do you get away from the depravity of thinking that you can go out and kill people and shoot people and go against your nature? Well, you don't get away from it. What you do, you plant a new picture, a new thought in motion for yourself. You say, I respect all life. I am living now back in society, away from the war zone, and I respect all life. And as you say to yourself, I respect all life, yourself is going to fight that. Yourself is going to say, oh, yeah, sure, you respect all life. And you went off and you did those terrible things. And what are you going to do? How are you going to handle them? Well, it's just like a boy who is naughty. And the teacher says, now you write on the blackboard, I will be a good boy, I will be a good boy, I will be a good boy. And so the kid goes and writes it on the blackboard. Now, he may or may not believe that. He may say, well, if that's all I have to do to get back in a line again, then that's good. And so what does he do? He writes it on the blackboard. He does what he's told to do. Well, now, there's a deeper insight into this thing than we realize. Every time he writes on the blackboard, I will be a good boy, I will be a good boy, he is saying, essentially, I am a good boy, I am a good boy. And as he's saying, I am a good boy, he is putting a new cause in motion for himself. He's putting a new thought in motion for his life. He is saying to himself, I am a good boy, I am a wonderful boy, I am a fine boy. People like me because I'm a good boy. I like me because I'm a good boy. I'm a happy child because I'm a good boy. I cooperate with my mother and my father and my sisters and my brothers and all in my world. I am a good boy. I am a good boy. And you say to yourself, boy, oh boy, oh boy, it really doesn't work that way. And I say to you, boy, oh boy, oh boy, it really does work that way. It really works that way so beautifully. Don Steckdab, one of the students of the University of Healing, is working for the federal government on working on with people who come back from the war zone. And Don Steckdab has been in the work of the University of Healing since 1975, doing a beautiful job for himself and training his world and his life to be a very magnificent understanding. And he has worked with the federal government of the United States for returning soldiers for many years now. And he goes into the bases where these men are coming back with their families, and they have to readjust to civilian life. And he realizes that thoughts are things. He realizes the power of word. And he talks to these people. In fact, he had been given citations for being one of the very few outstanding men who have worked with people coming back from the war zone and having beneficial effects on these men and their lives and their families. He teaches them. Now, what is past, he let it go. And we live in the now. He teaches them that you cannot change the past. You cannot go into the past and wish you hadn't engaged in various things that you were told to do or did on your own or whatever. But you can live in the now. And right now, we're taking the medicine right now for healing us right now, for healing our ideas, our attitudes, and our thinking. And the doctor doesn't say, well, this is why you have that disease, this is why you had the problem, this is why he just says, okay, let's take this medicine and help your body get strong to fend off the effects of that experience and live a more harmonious, comfortable, beautiful, sufficient, satisfactory life. So you take the medicine, and the medicine the doctor gives you is like the medicine that Don Steckdev gives to his people. He says to him, say to yourself, I like me. I am a good person. I live in a happy world. I no longer have the responsibility of telling other people how to live their lives. I just live my life to its highest and best now. This is all that's expected of me. I am a beautiful person. I am a worthwhile person. I am a happy person. I am a sensitive, caring person. And all is good in my world. And all is very good in my world. Well, Don teaches this to his people that he meets. And he meets many of them. He goes around the world treating with them. He goes around the world telling them and helping them to accomplish this balance, returning them to their original purity and integrity of being happy, balanced citizens of the world, citizens of their country, citizens of their family and their community. And he's very successful in this. He's successful because he understands them. He doesn't say, you're stupid, you've done a dumb thing, you're bad. That's not his intention, that's not his knowledge, that's not his awareness. He only knows that these people want to put their feet on the right path to live a harmonious, beneficial life. They want to return to their community. They want to return to their world away from war, away from the terribleness of war, into the happiness of harmonious living. You and I can do that for ourselves too. We think, well, gee, war, that's terrible. We're not all involved in war right now. Yes, we are. We're involved in the war that says that the newspapers, the society is going to pot, the energy level is bad, the social, economical, financial activity of the world is down. We're going through repressions and we're going through all of these different things. And well, if Don were to talk to you, he would say, okay, those are things that may have happened. Now let them go. What do you want to happen? What do you want to put in motion for yourself? That you live in a harmonious world? That the world is a balanced economic world, that people love each other, that people are looking for good in each other. And you come away from the Business Week magazine where they report all of the ups and downs and ins and outs, and one week they're a terror magazine, and the next week they're a love magazine, and you can't have that. You can't have that. You cannot be ups and downs like that, because if you do, then all you are is just a reflection of somebody else's world, or your world. And if you want to be a reflection of your world, then you put the cause in motion that all is in divine right order right now. This is what the great philosophers, the great religious leaders, the great thinkers of all time tell to their people, tell to their followers, tell to the people who study their philosophy and their way of thinking. Know yourself, man. And understand that you are a good being. And as you create yourself as a good being, you surround yourself by good beings like yourself. And the more you think good beings, the more you think of happy people in your world, the more your world will reflect a happiness to you, and the more joyous your world will be in every possible way. But it's up to you. It's up to you, and it's your choice, and it's something that you can do. Well, now Don is doing this in a very effective way with the people he works with. And you and I, we are working with ourselves. So let's work with ourselves and realize that these principles, the law of cause and effect, for every effect you put in motion, for every cause you put in motion, you get a definite effect. Now what effect do we want? Well, that's the cause we have to put in motion. And the cause is all of the world is in divine order now. We state it, we claim it, like the boy writing on the blackboard, I will be a good boy. We put that new cause in motion, and with that new cause in motion, a new life soars forth for us into our hearts, into our world, into our universe, and we are truly happy and fulfilled. It works. It's a principle that works. And it works every time for everybody. But it only works when you exercise it. And so I say to you today, and me, let's exercise this in our life and in our affairs and in our world, because it works. But we have to work it. Have a wonderful day working this principle in your life and watching it bring forth in your world all the goodness that you are right now. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.